This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Eun Lee's short stories have appeared in The New Yorker for more than 15 years. Lee is also a professor of creative writing at Princeton University.
Well, are you in Princeton now? Is that right?
I am. Yeah.
And the campus is empty? Everyone's gone home?
The campus is empty. The city is quiet. It's different. It has a different feeling. And it's a good time to read War and Peace.
A good time to read War and Peace, Tolstoy's 1,200-page epic about Russia during the Napoleonic Wars. When the coronavirus outbreak began, that was the book Eun Lee reached for.
The novel started with Annette, you know, having a cough. And she said she was sick. She couldn't go out to party. So she invited people to her house for a party, and everybody came. I mean, I have read it novel so many times. This is the only time I thought, oh, you know, a cough really means something. And these people really should be careful about life.
Around the time that we were all retreating into our homes last month, Eun Lee launched a project called Tolstoy Together. It's kind of an online book club. The New Yorker's Josh Rothman is a Tolstoy fanatic, and he recently talked with Eun Lee about the new project.
What was it about War and Peace that made you think this is the book that I want to be reading now?
One is it's a long book, and I thought, I do think there are people who have always meant to read it, but who have not picked it up. And so this is a good time. And the other thing I really like about Tolstoy is he's such a solid writer. And War and Peace has this reliable structure, you know, peace and war and peace and war. I feel like I can just put my trust into Tolstoy's words. Mm. You know, in other moments of my life, when I was really agitated, I would hand copy War and Peace, you know, passage that I love, just to keep like the hand moving or keep the mind moving. It has that kind of support for a mind. So I thought I would go back to War and Peace, and I thought I could invite 5-10 people to read with me like a book club. And a lot of people responded and people really loved it. So it became a bigger thing than I originally imagined.
So how many people are reading it with you now?
You know, our estimate is like on and off, maybe about 3,000 people. And we counted probably 20 countries, all the continents except Antarctica.
That's so cool. And so how does it work?
So, you know, I calculated, I thought, we probably will be stuck for 2 or 3 months just looking at the data from other countries. If we read 12 to 15 pages a day, which takes about 30 minutes, that will take us about 12 weeks to finish the book. Then we'll be in the summer. And my hope is by then we will all be free to walk around and enjoy life. So that's how I propose. We're just going to read 12 to 15 pages a day. And at the beginning of the day, I would post 3 thoughts from me. These happened on Twitter and Instagram. And then for the rest of the day, people would chime in. People would question, put their questions or observations. So it's quite like a big party, like at the beginning of War and Peace. Everybody's talking.
It just sounds great. You and I know this is a crazy question because War and Peace is like the world's biggest book. But I mean, could you try to just give us a summary of what it's about for people who haven't read it?
Well, it's about a war between, you know, France and Russia during the Napoleon time. And the peace part is about Russian, you know, families living through actually the war. And the war part is really about the war between the two countries. So that's a very bad summary of the novel.
Do you have a favorite character?
I love Pierre. I have such a soft spot for him. And the first time when he was introduced, there was a sentence said, he did not, as they say, know how to enter a salon, and still less did he know how to leave one. So he has that awkwardness and reminds me of Winnie the Pooh, when Winnie the Pooh went to Rabbit's house, ate too much and got stuck in the hole, rabbit hole. And you know, he has that endearing quality, a little bit awkward, but he also had, you know, deeper, you know, spiritual quality. So I think he's one of the characters, you know, that he always offers comfort to me.
The thing that I remember finding most surprising about War and Peace when I started it was, to me, War and Peace had always been sort of a joke of a book. Like if you had to choose out of the air the name of a really heavy book, you would choose War and Peace. That was kind of like what it was before when I was a young person, before I actually read Tolstoy. And then as soon as you start reading the book, it's just almost immediately obvious that it's going to be incredibly suspenseful and entertaining, and that also very obviously about things that are important and meaningful to you.
The book has a bad reputation. You know, I mean, I love a lot of books, but I never get bored reading War and Peace. Every page, there's something new. There's something that engages my curiosity, or something makes me laugh. Yeah, I would just read the page I'm on today. This is, you know, when the Russian army went to war with France for the first time. So do you mind if I read a lot to you? Yeah. So, at the bend of the Danube, one could see boats and an island and a castle with a park, surrounded by the waters of the Enns falling into the Danube. One could see the left bank of the Danube, rocky and covered with pine forest, with a mysterious distance of green treetops and bluish gorges. One could see the towers of a convent looming up from the pine forest with its wild and untouched look, and far away on a hilltop on the other side of the Enns, one could see the mounted patrols of the enemy. That's just, you know, it has this beautiful long shot of the scenery, the almost like the untouched, mysterious thing. And then all of a sudden, we actually saw the French patrols just inside. You know, I think Tolstoy certainly is the best seer, and he sees everything.
I mean, I was thinking, there's times when things happen in the world, like 9/11 comes to mind, I guess, but there's many other times when it just seems like hard to think about other things, or hard to make room for certain types of emotions or certain types of thoughts. It's like the world gets compressed down to this kind of narrow stream of concerns. And one of the things that I always like in Tolstoy, and I think this is especially true in War and Peace, is that that never happens. So that even though the war is happening, people still are falling in love. They're singing songs. They're living in nature. I'll never forget, there's this scene where Andre he's visiting the Rostov family.
Oh yes.
And there's an oak tree, this like gnarly, old looking tree. I think he stays the night in the house. He'll remember better than me.
And yeah, he stayed in the Rostov's house. Yes.
Yeah, and he hears Natasha singing from the room below, I think. And it's just beautiful, and it's not about war, and it's just a beautiful song. And then on the way out, he goes by the same tree, and he sees it's flowering.
Yes.
But it's about, you know, the world continues. There's still youth and beauty and nature and everything.
You know, that is such a good example. You know, when he was listening to Natasha, there was a moment that his window was shuttered. So he opened the shutter and the moonlight rushed in that moment. I just thought it was, yes, people are still living their lives during that war.
I mean, for me, and maybe for other people, this is it really feels like we're living during history. And we're alive during this time that is the type of thing that, you know, people will read about later.
Yes, I think you're right. You know, there are a lot of resonance between the novel and what we have been through, the panic, the anxiety, and the uncertainty, of course. You know, we have to live through this pandemic. We have to live through this history, just as we have to live through that war. We have to read through that war part of the book.
So, I mean, what I have to say, like what we're doing now, just talking about this book, it's incredibly enjoyable. And it makes me think about what role talking about art has at a time like this. You know, you've convened this group of people who now have a time of their day set aside to communicate with one another about art and literature.
In a way, I realized there's so much comfort. Like people around the world, they could all feel stuck. And if they can read slowly 12, 15 pages and they all talk about these 12, 15 pages, it just offers something for people to talk about other than what's happening outside. And I think whether it's a distraction or, you know, it's just a mitigation of the anxiety, it's really bringing people together. And there are people who would say, you know, I'm so looking forward to tomorrow's pages.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ian. This was incredibly enjoyable.
I enjoyed it so much. I hope we can meet someday.
The writer Ian Lee, talking with The New Yorker's Josh Rothman about Tolstoy's War and Peace. If you want to participate in Lee's project, Tolstoy Together, and maybe you can catch up with them. You can find the information on our website, newyorkerradio.org.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.